It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. How about some college and NFL football to warm the United States this weekend? By now, you've seen that weather forecast for the upcoming week. With high temperatures in the deep south not rising above mid-40s for the better part of a week, winter has officially arrived. Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, though, will provide some very entertaining football games to help keep your mind off the frigid temperatures. On Saturday, the NFL's AFC North crown and potentially two wildcard spots are on the line. Before the season began, I had penciled in all four of the AFC North teams, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, and Cleveland, as possible playoff teams. And just a year ago, all four of them finished above 500 in the AFC North. That's a very rare accomplishment for all the teams in a conference to be at 500 or better. Many expected a similar outcome this year when the schedule was released. All four of the combatants in the AFC North take the center stage this Saturday to determine the divisional title and perhaps two wildcard teams. Let's take a look. First, the Cleveland Browns, 3-13 at the Baltimore Ravens, 11-5. Now, there's no doubt that the Cleveland Browns have flopped in 2024. Vastly overpaid, with a five-year, $230 million guaranteed contract, oft-injured quarterback Deshaun Watson has failed once again to deliver results this season. At 3-13, the Browns are in a four-way tie with New England, Tennessee, and the New York Giants for the worst record in the NFL. A win in Baltimore could cost the Browns their top draft pick next spring. Will the Brownies give it their all or just lay down in Baltimore on Saturday? We're going to find out soon. Meanwhile, the Ravens maintain a one-game cushion over the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are 10-6. A win over struggling Cleveland will lock up the AFC North title for Baltimore. The Ravens had been expected to be a Super Bowl contender this season and have only recently started to look like one. Quarterback Lamar Jackson and new running back Derrick Henry, formerly of Tennessee, lead the way for the Ravens. Now, if Cleveland, an incredible 20-point underdog in this game, should shock the NFL with a win on Saturday afternoon, the game will be played at 3:30 p.m. Central on ABC, the door is open for Pittsburgh to wrestle away that top spot from the Ravens on Saturday night. And speaking of, it'll be the Cincinnati Bengals at 8-8 against the Pittsburgh Steelers at 10-6 in the nightcap game. Saturday, immediately following the first game, the second AFC North battle of the day will have significant playoff implications. As our old friend Jerry Reed used to sing, "When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not, you're not." Yeah, when you're hot, like the Bengals. And when you're not, you're the Steelers. The Bengals are on a late season hot streak. Former LSU quarterback Joe Burrow's passing skills have been on fire as Cincinnati is riding a five-game winning streak after stumbling to a 3-8 start of the season. To claim the final wildcard spot, though, the Bengals must beat Pittsburgh on Saturday night and then hope that both Denver at 9-7 and Miami at 8-8 lose on Sunday. Cincinnati has been in the playoff football mode, though, for several weeks just to get into this spot. For the Pittsburgh Steelers, the wheels have started to come off down the stretch. After a stellar 10-3 start to 2024, Pittsburgh has now lost three games in a row. The Steelers' offense, which was a big concern again in 2024, has tallied just 13, 17, and 10 points in each of those last three games. If Baltimore should lose that early game to Cleveland on Saturday, the AFC North title will go to Pittsburgh, assuming the Steelers are able to end the Bengals' season with a victory Saturday night. Now on Sunday, we have a slate of games with a lot of playoff drama, too. First, the Atlanta Falcons will play at the Carolina Panthers. That game is Sunday at 12 noon on Fox. The 8-8 Falcons must win to have any chance to make the NFC playoffs. After an impressive win during his first professional start last weekend, Atlanta's rookie quarterback Michael Penix will get the nod over $40 million quarterback bust Kirk Cousins. The Falcons must win and then hope that Tampa Bay will lose in order to win the NFC South title. At the same time on Sunday at 12 noon on Fox, it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the New Orleans Saints. Now at 9-7, Tampa Bay will win the NFC South with a victory over the slumping 5-11 Saints. Those Saints fans would love to see their team catch fire in the season finale at the Superdome, handing over the division title to longtime foe Atlanta, you know, the Dirty Birds, would be a very bittersweet victory in New Orleans. Also on Sunday afternoon, a couple of playoff implication games will feature the Miami Dolphins at the New York Jets. That game's at 3:25 p.m. on CBS on Sunday. Yeah, it does sound like a bit of a stinker game, but the 8-8 Dolphins could snatch the AFC's final wild card spot if Denver, 9-7, loses their game against Kansas City the same afternoon. The 4-12 Jets, Jets acquired quarterback Aaron Rodgers 2 years ago, attempting to get back into the playoffs. Well, that hasn't worked out very well. Keeping their AFC foe Miami out of the playoffs, though, could make for a competitive battle on Sunday afternoon in New York. That other game of playoff implications Sunday afternoon will feature the Kansas City Chiefs at the Denver Broncos. That game also kicks off at 3:25 p.m. Central on CBS. Now, no matter whether Cincinnati or Miami should win this weekend, the 9-7 Denver Broncos control their own playoff destiny. However, the 15-1 two-time defending NFL champion Kansas City Chiefs stand in the way. Denver nearly won a game at Kansas City a month ago after the Chiefs' field goal kicker doinked one off the crossbar and it somehow fell in for a last-second 16-14 win. Now in his second season in Denver, Coach Sean Payton has done a remarkable turnaround job with the Broncos this year. And a special note for Sunday's game in Denver. The Broncos are going to wear their 1977 Orange Crush uniforms. The cool ones, though, with the orange jerseys and the blue helmets to fire up the home crowd on Sunday afternoon in Denver. That should be a great game. The finale pro game with playoff implications is on Sunday night, as the Minnesota Vikings will travel to the Detroit Lions, 7:15 p.m. on NBC. The NFC North title is on the line Sunday night in this nationally televised game. Both teams are 14-2, and they want the top seed in the NFC to secure home field advantage throughout the playoffs coming up. The surprising Vikings have revived the career of quarterback Sam Darnold this year. And the Lions average a league-high 33.3 points a game. Minnesota's not too bad either at 27 points per game, and that sets up for a Sunday night NFC North shootout in a very noisy Ford Field in Detroit. But if your tastes are toward college football, I have a college championship game for you to watch on Sunday night. Tune the TV over to ESPN Sunday evening at 7 p.m. Central and watch the NCAA's Division III title game. A couple of unbeaten college football teams are going to travel to Shell Energy Stadium in Houston, a soccer stadium, for the Amos Alonzo Stagg Division III National Championship. The 14-0 Mount Union Purple Raiders of Alliance, Ohio are regulars to this title game. They have won 13 national championships and finished second 8 times. Those Purple Raiders are hungry, though, as their last national championship came 8 years ago back in 2017. Mount Union won a 45-37 shootout with the Johns Hopkins Blue Jays back on December 21st to advance to this title game. Their opponent has been on a roll, too. The 14-0 North Central Cardinals of Naperville, Illinois, blasted the number 6 national seed Susquehanna University 66-0 on December 21st in the semis. That score definitely caught the attention of Mount Union, as these two teams will play for the national championship on Sunday night in a chilly Houston, Texas. On Monday night, it's the FCS title game, the Bobcats and the Bison, in Dallas. The best Monday night football game of the year is coming up, and no, it won't involve the NFL. The FCS Small College Division Championship game will kick off at 7 p.m. Monday night on ESPN. The last remaining undefeated team in the FCS is 15-0 Montana State. The Bobcats will play perennial power North Dakota State, who's 13-2, for the title on Monday night in Toyota Stadium, yeah, another soccer stadium, in the Dallas suburb of Frisco, Texas. The Monday night weather forecast in Big D, though, sounds more like Montana or North Dakota during January. Kickoff temperatures will be in the upper 20s and falling during the game. Winners of the Big Sky Conference, Montana State's offense features dual-threat quarterback Tommy Mellott. He was recently named the National Small College Offensive Player of the Year. This 6-foot senior quarterback passed for 2,600 yards on the year, 29 touchdowns via the air, and then he added almost 1,000 yards and 14 more TDs on the ground this season. The North Dakota State Bison of the Missouri Valley Conference are the number 2 FCS seed. They took down defending national champion South Dakota State in a 28-21 thriller 2 weeks ago. Monday night's game will be the 11th appearance in the national championship game for the North Dakota State Bison in the last 14 years. North Dakota State has won the last 5 meetings with Montana State going back to 2010, so the Bobcats want to get even. Get your hot chocolate ready and enjoy another long weekend of terrific football games. I'm Swamp Swami.